Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on News 102.3 KRMG. The following program is sponsored by Daryl Baskin of eXp Realty.
Opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of KRMG or the program's sponsors. Welcome to the Future of Real Estate on News Talk KRMG. Daryl Baskin, Tulsa's leading real estate advisor, and his team of specialists share tips and insights on buying and selling homes. Plus, you'll hear from interesting guests on maintaining and improving the home you have now.
Daryl Baskin, the future of real estate is now.
And now, the host of the Future of Real Estate, Daryl Baskin.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. I'm Daryl Baskin of the Baskin Real Estate Specialists at eXp Realty. Full house today. We have Steve with Murray Electric. Thanks for being a sponsor for Steve. Semi-special guest, I mean always special, but not always here, Pamela Wright with eXp Realty. As Stan Stevens is with us. Welcome, Stan. You've found your headset.
I did. Glad to have you. Follow the rules.
Lots of call-ins. If you don't have headsets in the studio, you don't get to hear and participate with whoever's calling in. Well, guess who's calling in? In just a moment, we're going to... You going to guess?
No, because if I do, it'll be something that you don't want to hear. So I won't do it.
Dan Newberry, the TTC Federal Credit Union.
Oh, that's what I was hoping.
Penny Roth with Home Warranties of America, HWA... Whatever, I don't know, HW1, what is it? We'll have her tell us the benefits of having a home warranty, not just when buying and selling, but also owning a house. I got something in the mail. It's interesting. It made me stop and think about it. Well, first, we have Junior Achievement, Erica Irvine on the line. Erica, tell us about Financial Literacy Month and Junior Achievement. We have Erica with us. I bet Erica is on now. Can you hear me, Erica?
I am. Hey. Hello, Daryl.
Good to have you.
Great to be here.
So Financial Literacy Month, that is April?
Absolutely, yes.
And JA promotes financial literacy how? Junior Achievement. I just want to say JA.
Okay. So Junior Achievement, we have three pillars that we focus on at JA, and one of them being entrepreneurship, the other being work readiness, and then the one that I really want to focus on today is financial literacy. So nationwide, April is known as Financial Literacy Month, and so not only here in Oklahoma, but throughout the country, Junior Achievement will be really focusing on the importance of financial literacy, beefing up our efforts to try to help young people understand why financial literacy is important, how to develop good financial habits. We're starting even as young as kindergarten with little ones, trying to talk to them about money and why is money needed and how do we get money, how do we earn money, even the very, very basics. What's the difference between a nickel and a penny and a dime and what do those look like and the value of each of those? So very basic at the elementary level.
There's an increasing problem, and this is my perception, and I think it's very accurate. There's an increasing problem with young people understanding where money comes from, how you get money, what creates it, and the old saying of money growing on trees. Well, when when I was a kid, I had to work harder than my kids do now. We're actually enjoying more benefits. As many problems as there are in the world today, the entire world is experiencing more prosperity than ever before in history. And so keeping a relative understanding of where that comes from, how it happens, so that we don't end up with people who are ignorant of how that financial prosperity works and how our own capitalistic system works, is critical to our survival.
Absolutely. One of the ways that junior achievement has really tried our impact in that arena is a program called JA Finance Park. And I know, Daryl, you've been a volunteer in that program and probably can share your personal experiences there. But it's meant to help our students here in Oklahoma meet the requirements of House Bill 1476, which indicates that they have to have financial literacy before graduation. And so this program helps school districts meet that mandate in a way that's very interactive, very hands-on. Students are given a life scenario and they go through a simulation where they have to budget in many of the same categories that you and I budget for in the real world, whether that be, you know, housing, transportation, insurance.
Well, and the way this looks is you're assigned your lot in life, let's say, and you're a single parent. You have one kid, no kids, three kids, whatever these things are, and you have to choose a car based on your family side. And this computer program, as you're making your selections, you have to have health insurance. You have to pay for daycare. You can't get the sports car because it only has two seats. You have to get this other vehicle because you have X number of kids. And in volunteering for this, and I've done it twice, I've got another volunteer session that I'm doing with some fellow businessmen and later this month. And I'm excited about it because the more I do it, the more I see the benefit to our students of, wow, I didn't realize the decisions I'm making today affect me in four or five years. And this is really the whole purpose for junior achievement, right? So people, these children, young people, varying ages, as you've already described, these young people feel like they have hope and control over their financial destiny. And it's not something that's just assigned to them because they are making choices that affect that in their lives.
Absolutely. It's been a wildly successful program. And so, as you indicated, you're going to be volunteering later this month. We are still looking for volunteers to help with that simulation and would be happy to have any of your listeners call me next week and we could chat about that.
Well, your telephone number or web address to get a hold of you to become a volunteer, especially if you're a business owner and you want to do something with some of your staff. We need your experience, your life experience, as a volunteer in junior achievement, because that's where it matters. That's where it affects the next generation. To contact Erica at Junior Achievement, go.
It's 918-663-2158, or my email is eirvine, that's eirvine, at jaok.org. Or if you just want to, in general, know more about our organization, our website is jaok.org.
And your telephone number again, your office number?
918-663-2158.
Hey, Erica, thanks for taking it. You work all during the week and carving out a little bit of time on Saturday to be with us and to share the JA story is something I always appreciate. So thank you. You're listening
Thank
to The
you.
Future of Real Estate, Tulsa source for local real estate news and information. Coming up, Steve, with Murray Electric. Oh, what a ridiculous story I have to tell. On myself. Cost me a service call. I'll tell you about it after this.
E.
One address, thousands of homes, homeguidetulsa.com. Brand new on the market, 1203 West Austin Street in Broken Arrow. $127,000 for a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage. Very low price when you're talking about three-bedroom, two-bath. Anything under like $130 anymore is for $322 is pretty hard to find. You did the market work on it, Stan. Is that true?
Yes, that's that's at the market. That's about a block from Leisure Elementary School, South Broken Arrow. We listed it last night, and already had a showing first thing this morning.
Pictures went live about an hour ago. So, and there's an EXP 3D tour. You can find that somewhere online. We post it all over the place. It's amazing.
Don't expect it to last.
The 3D tour will last.
That's what we always say.
Yeah. There you go.
You see that in the MLS comments. This won't last. And you look up how many days it's on the market.
Been on the
market. Hey, 535 days.
If you're going to post that, at least take it down after 30 days, okay?
Exactly.
Let's just preserve our integrity here. And okay. Just a little bit of real estate humor.
This one will be gone before, you know.
It's got an awesome kitchen.
Too long. It's a great little house. Great price. And as I always like to say, a great neighborhood. Great family neighborhood.
Don't ever ask Stan to write ad copy for your houses. No kidding. We were on like the 10th listing. Stan and I, we've worked together for 9 years. So like I usually say 10 houses in, whatever, you know, people are on. Can I tell the story? It's too
Absolutely.
Late.
Absolutely, tell the story.
So it's like the 10th house and he put, oh, great family neighborhood. Great. It was a bachelor pad, and he's saying, great family neighborhood. I don't know. Okay, that's a little bit of an overstatement. We can't even say bachelor pad anymore. That's against fair housing laws.
Well, that's true. And there was that one that I said, you know, completely updated, and then actually only the kitchen was updated. And the agent was like, Daryl, I don't think that was completely updated.
So anyway, that's why we have a review process at the Baskin Real Estate Specialist, just to make sure things...
That's why the details and the minutiae and all the behind the scenes.
And I do all the fluff.
Does all the boss and TV
and stand under the limelight. There you go. Yeah. So 1203 West Austin Street. HomeGuideTulsa.com. I have another amazing house I'll squeeze in here, 1181 East 131st. The Jinks-Bixby area, right there at 131st in Peoria. A possibility of 58 acres. This is priced with the house and 10 acres, $2,400,000, and it is just under 16,000 square feet. You want to see this one online just to see the pictures. The whole house is built around a courtyard that has a pool, a spa, upstairs, downstairs, master, two-story office with a library. It's amazing. See it online at homeguidetulsa.com. That would make an ideal bed and breakfast if you're looking for a business-type opportunity for a house that big. Like, what do you do with a house that big? Or, obviously, a big family. A dining room that is bigger than anything I've ever had on the market, ever seen on the market. HomeGuideTulsa.com. Well, Steve, with Murray Electric, today's program, by the way, brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Integrity Title, Home Warranty of America. Penny Roth will be with us in a little while. Murray Electric and the Baskin Real Estate Specialist at eXp Realty. So, Steve, you always come with whatever topic I want you to talk about.
Yes.
So you ready for my topic? This
Yes.
is the third time I've told a story that would make you wonder about my ability to manage my own household. So
you're looking at me for comment?
I was looking at you to make sure you didn't have a comment. So I call you out. I've told the story about needing to have you come out to fix my outside lights.
Right.
Well, I finally called you out to fix my outside lights. This was after I replaced some bulbs and flipped some switches and thought I had done what. And I did a relatively serious replacing some light switches, finding I had a bad dimmer switch and some other stuff that we've talked about. I was really pretty embarrassed that I called you out. Anthony came out and said, Daryl, I don't see anything wrong with this. You need to replace some light bulbs. It was true. It was working just fine, and apparently the light bulbs I put in came out of my discard pile instead of out of my new pile. And why didn't I think to stick the tester light socket to see if it was, you know, it had any electric to it when I was flipping switches?
Right.
So anyway, I called you out. And of all the times that you have saved me a service call, you could not save me a service call for my own stupidity.
Well, you
that's
know, the,
that's your limit.
I feel silly. Daryl, do you check the, bulbs? You know,
how many times have I asked one of my agents? Well, they're having technical problems with their computer. Well, have you plugged it in?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right. But in all honesty, you don't need to feel bad, because I had one of my techs troubleshooting a problem, and it was he never checked the light bulbs because he assumed the maintenance guy said, I changed the light bulbs. And the maintenance guy didn't.
Well, this does come back to the absolute, just the fundamentals of the types of jobs that we have to go, the checking and the jobs that we have to do. And as much as I knew, I truly knew, I changed the light bulbs. I took them out, I put a new one in, and it was a nice LED bulb. But apparently the LED bulb got zapped by some power surge or something, and it wasn't working anymore. So the elementary part of this whole thing, I should have tested the bulb somewhere else to make sure it worked before I put it in. Well, how many times does that happen where you're called out on something and it's almost a wasted service call that you really couldn't have known about?
More times than I care to say, because another common area with the light bulb deal is the old glass fuses.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I changed the fuse. I put this new fuse in. Well, come to find out,
the new fuse was bad.
It was sitting on top of the fuse box, and they thought it was a good fuse. And it happens a lot with fuses.
And you can't really tell. Well, of course, the glass ones, you can kind of see if they're smoky or cloudy inside.
Usually the biggest indicator, if that glass is smoky, throw it away.
Yeah. Don't take the chance.
In fact, one elderly woman, I went and cleaned all the fuses. I took a service call, fixed her problem. I threw all her fuses away and got her all new ones and put them in a box there. And I said, now these are good ones.
There's the cost benefit, the cost and expense benefit here is, if you're in doubt, you can spend more time. How much does a fuse cost?
They're under a dollar.
Okay. So you can spend so much time, energy, and waste on manpower for something, trying to save a little box of fuses that costs $5, than going, getting something new or discarding. This is what I learned about from technical services. It's like, hey, it looks like the modem may be bad.
Right.
Well, I can spend $300 on a tech to sit here and work, or I can buy an $80 modem.
Right.
Either way, I'm going to come out the same way, but just throw it away, recycle the old one.
Yes.
So this is the type of story I wanted to tell, just to share it. It happens to the best of us.
You know, everything is getting more complicated with electronics in it. GFIs, we now have self-testing GFIs. If you've got a GFI outlet sitting around in your house and you don't know whether that's any good or not, it's in a drawer or something, throw it away and get a new one. And if you want to keep a spare.
And the Met, by the way, if you're thinking of it, throw away and all the waste that goes, the Met will accept electronics.
Yes.
I think the only thing they don't take, and maybe they do now with a small fee, but is the old tube televisions, or not tube, I should say.
CRTs.
Yeah. Television is like the kind I used to watch the Tonight Show when I sat on the floor and my parents were I was around then.
Surprised you're so much younger than me that you I took tube TV to Radio Shack once and just set it on the floor and just started pulling tubes and Radio
tubes.
Shack it's formerly known as Radio Shack
they're by the way they're I have they filed bankruptcy yet
I believe so.
So there's a reason that eXp Realty is around, and it's because things have changed.
I have changed with the times. I am ahead of tube TV.
That's why you're at eXp Realty.
Okay, yeah.
So as all of these transitions, we talk about this. This is my way of saying the old way of shopping, the way things used to be done, there's old-fashioned real estate, and before you make your next decision in buying or selling, explore eXp Realty. And there's a reason we've gone from, you don't even know this, Stan, 9,300 agents now. Last month I was saying 8,500. And before that, it was 7,500, growing so rapidly because there's a void of forward-thinking real estate, a new business model that eXp has filled. And when you're shopping, when you're interviewing agents, I want you to talk to the Baskin real estate specialist at eXp Realty. There's now we are the largest real estate company in the nation by geographic area. Oh, by no means do we have the most agents. You know, having the most agents is not what's important with a real estate company. Old-fashioned business models were, if you were a broker, you hire 100 and hope two of them would last. That's not good for the public. Hiring
other agents
responsibly. There you go. Hiring responsibly, making sure people are entering the business with an understanding of what to expect, how to perform, what the consumer needs is what the consumer needs. And it's one of our missions at the Baskin Real Estate Specialist at eXp Realty.
Well, you touched on the 3D tour a little bit ago, and that's something that's pretty new. You know, it was a really neat deal when you were able to get online, and then pictures became the new open house.
Sure.
And high-quality photos.
That's your first showing today.
Right.
It amazes me how many poor-quality photos are posted for houses anymore. That's your first showing.
But the 3D is where you can actually walk through that house from your computer screen.
It's why I bought the camera before the service was even available. You couldn't even hire someone to do it in town. And it's funny, I forget to talk about things like this, Stan, because we've done that for years now. And it's now becoming a big thing. Like, oh, you know, we're going to do, oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, that's a big deal to other agents now, but we've been doing that for a number of years.
Well, it's like the drone, and, you know, you bought a drone about, what, 4 years ago or so? And
I looked at my Tulsa World article that is posted up on my wall. It was 2014. That's when we introduced that. Of course, I've been through several drones over that time, and the technology is much, much better.
Are you a better pilot now?
I don't know how many times I've wrecked it. The footage that I have from wrecking it is sometimes the best. So anyway, all this stuff is fun to talk about, and it really just circles around the point of there's a reason that eXp Realty is growing the way it is, and I invite you to talk to the Baskin Real Estate Specialists, one of our agents, and just reach out to us and discover the difference. HomeGuideTulsa.com if you're shopping for a house, or you can call or AskinForBaskin.com. Schedule an appointment. AskinForBaskin, F-O-R-B-A-S-K-I-N, there, .com, and look at the calendar online. Murray Electric has saved me on so many occasions that when you need a service call, talk to Steve. You're talking to a real live electrician.
Yes, you are.
When you pick up the phone and talk to Steve. And for this silly story about how I actually called them out for a service call that I didn't need because of a bad light bulb, you have saved me probably 20 service calls that have just, you know, did you check this? Did you check? No, I need to go check it. And if you had asked me if I'd checked the light bulbs, I would have told you, yes, I checked the light bulbs.
Right.
Why would you ask me that, Steve? Well, okay, this is why you would ask me that. Telephone number.
835-9605.
835-9605 or MurrayElectric.com.
Or MurrayElectric.com. My email, steve@MurrayElectric.com if you want to send me an email.
Yeah, I always like that on the weekend, and then you get back to me Monday morning. Have me on the list. I'm Darryl Baskin. You're listening to The Future of Real Estate. Back with more after this.
3KRMG.
One address, thousands of homes, HomeGuideTulsa.com. Today's program brought to you by TTC Federal Credit Union, Integrity Title, Murray Electric, HWAHomeWarranty.com, and the Baskin Real Estate Specialist at eXp Realty. On the line, we've got Penny Roth, who hasn't been with us in, I don't know, a couple of years. Penny, we have not talked about home warranties, and it's time to do that again.
Yes.
Thanks for taking time. You're on your way out of town, aren't you?
Well, I prolonged it and stopped and thought it would be better if I was not sitting on the side of the road.
Okay.
Talking on.
Well, we're glad you're with us because we've had a couple of instances where home warranties would have been great or have been a big benefit to clients. And what prompted me to get you on today was I have this appliance at my house, and I received from the manufacturer an appliance service plan. Hey, it sounds great, right? My new expensive appliance, which isn't quite so new anymore, but it's past its one-year warranty. And so I can renew this for a value price for 1 year, $94, 2 years, $176, or 4 years, only $314. So you're, as a consumer, you're weighing this thinking, well, if I, you know, if I have to have a service call on it within the next year, I mean, it's still pretty new. I probably won't. So I'm probably going to need the service call later on. But how much for a part, or, you know, new control board for it, whatever. You get that. We've all been through it. But then it occurred to me, why not just have a home service agreement from HWA that covers my hot water tanks, the
multiple stove,
the oven, all of these other things. How often is that a thought process for HWA customers?
Well, with HWA customers, they know that they're getting almost 120 items covered versus your appliance that's wanting to have a one-year warranty on that. So they could have up to 120 items covered for the $450 a year or $550 a year.
So let me restate that. It was almost $100 for this single service plan.
Right.
For one item. But you're talking about HWA's plan, which homeowners can get, by the way, not just when they buy and sell a house. They're often included when you're buying or selling a house, that a seller can use it as an incentive, or a buyer can include it in the contract, in the offer that they're making. But you don't have to be buying or selling a house to purchase an HWA warranty, correct?
No. We have what we call direct-to-consumer plan, and you can visit our website at www.hwahomewarranty.com. If you're not going through a real estate transaction, and they get the same amount of coverage for this, a little bit more because we do price a little bit less because it's going through a real estate transaction. But people do not realize that just own a home and they've owned a home for 5 years that they can still get a home warranty on it.
We include that. The Baskin Real Estate Specialists include that on all of our listings for promotional purposes, because it's a benefit to the seller to be able to say, look, we're gonna provide this for you so you don't have to worry about buying our home for the first year. There's not going to be any surprise. And this is different than your insurance policy, your homeowner's insurance.
Very different.
Describe that difference, Penny.
A lot of people think that the insurance policy covers their heating and air or their hot water tank, and they do not. The homeowner's insurance covers the structure of the house or any damages that are done by the roof. And
And I know what you meant when you said structure. The homeowner's insurance policy would not cover structural damage like needing piers, et cetera, but the damage to the structure that would be caused by a leaking hot water tank, those like replacing the hardwood floors. But interestingly, the insurance policy, your homeowner's insurance policy, wouldn't fix the leaking faucet. It only fixes the damage from the leaking faucet. So what you're talking about is if this appliance, whatever the appliance is that's consuming that utility, is breaking, then that's one of those 120 items that HWA takes care of.
Yeah. So let's say that you have a dishwasher and a dishwasher leaks and ruins your hardwood floor. We replace the dishwasher, and the homeowner's insurance would come in and do the part for the hardwood floor. We do not do secondary damage.
After they bought a house, they moved into the house, it was lovely, but within 2 weeks, they had a problem where it ended up being a little gas leak around the fireplace, and they didn't have the home insurance, and we had talked to them about getting it, and they chose not to, and boy, did they regret it.
And you said home warranty. I want to be very clear. Homeowner's insurance, they had homeowner's insurance, but the home warranty that we're talking about here with Home Warranties of America did not was not in place.
Well, the house they bought were listed with someone else, and so they didn't automatically offer it like we do. And so when I mentioned to them they could pay for it on their own, they chose not to. But within 2 weeks, they had this problem, and they spent quite a bit of money, over $1,000 getting it fixed.
And so here's my question, Penny. Would HWA have covered something like that? The fireplace gas leak?
Piping? If it was the fireplace, no. But if there was a gas leak, yes. The fireplace is considered the structure of the house.
Okay, so the fireplace box, and I know I'm kind of splitting hairs here, but it's important for people to understand where these lines differ, because this is the surprise is what catches them and makes them disappointed or upset about something in their purchase or transaction. And one of the things that we focus on so much at the Baskin Real Estate Specialists is let's avoid the surprises. Let's have discussions about what's covered, what isn't. So people are usually comfortable with whatever risk they're consciously taking.
Well, in this case, too, it was a gas leak that they noticed from the fireplace, but the problem was in the gas lines.
It wasn't the fireplace itself.
Correct. So would that be covered?
So, yes, that would have been covered.
So,
yes, that
good would stuff. Have been covered. And you can negotiate these into your purchases if you're a home buyer.
Absolutely.
And sellers, again, can offer it as an incentive during the marketing process that that covers it. So speaking of, by the way, HWAHomeWarranty.com is the correct address. Is that right, Penny?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Get back on the road. Head where you're going. We're going to have you on again.
Just let me make one more point.
Okay.
I know it's a seller's market, and the sellers are not wanting to pay for the warranty. The buyer can still get a warranty and pay for it monthly. So the person that you were talking about that had the gas leak, they could have made a $45 payment monthly, and that first month they would have had coverage on that.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you have a seller that's not willing to pay for anything, and we know it is a seller's market, the buyer still needs a warranty because the house is older. We are the only home warranty company that lets you pay for it monthly, the first year monthly up front.
Very good to know.
And that's, yeah, I wanted to really make sure I got that out there today. So.
Well, that's fabulous to know because I didn't understand that. And I want you to
as home warranty. You've got one open tomorrow.
That's right. It's a terrific house because it's actually got a master and three bedrooms downstairs, and that is pretty unusual. Plus, it has a three-car garage. So that makes it a pretty unique.
It's the lower end of the spectrum on that price for those features.
For those features, it is. They're asking only $259, and most time when you have those kind of features, it's quite a bit more than that. But what's really nice about it is the neighborhood, because this is an area of town that's really growing, because it's where Catoosa is meeting Broken Arrow and Tulsa, and so more and more people are getting out there because there's so many ways to drive out there.
It used to be no man's land, and I don't understand really why it didn't continue to grow that way, but it is super convenient. The expressways crisscross, your close access to the turnpikes.
And it's really growing in popularity. But this particular property is very unique. It has a gorgeous backyard that they've landscaped. But the main thing about it is not only does it have a four bedrooms downstairs, has a three-car garage, it's a little over 3,000 square feet, but it has a nice room upstairs that you can make it a theater room, you can make it a family room.
But it has a full bathroom, so it could be
another bedroom.
Yeah, a very large, you can see by the photos online, a very large bedroom suite if you wanted that. So it could be either a second master, because it's certainly large enough for that. It could be a teenager's hangout, or just another living area where it's movie time and you don't have to run all the way downstairs to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people like the house because it's very open. The downstairs, the kitchen, the living room, they have nice wood floors. It's a gorgeous house. So
seller will put in new carpet in the bedrooms too.
And they'll let you pick it out.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That's the nice part.
So come by and see me Sunday between 2 to 4.
Address?
Oh, good idea. 4706 South 178th East Avenue. So 4706 South 178th East Avenue.
And you'll see that posted online too. So you can find that homeguidetulsa.com.
And that's located in a great family neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Stan.
Thanks, Stan.
I think that describes all of Broken Arrow, Tulsa, Jinx, Union, Bixby. Sand Springs to Paw Paw Wasso.
The entire metro area.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you are listening to The Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. Let's hang up this section and get Dan Newberry on the line if we can, with TTCU Federal Credit Union. And Lily's got another house that she's going to talk about too after this break. Stay with us. One address, thousands of homes, homeguidetulsa.com. 940 East College Street. Hey, this has got two really affordable places right here. $68,000 for a condominium in Broken Arrow. And it's 940 East College Street. Let's see, two bedrooms, one and a half bathrooms. And it is just across the street from Lynn Lane. So this is roughly 75th. In Lynn Lane, great access to Highway 51, and it is across the street from, what is it, the Broken Arrow Athletic Fields, all redone there. I think it was the old Central, what was it before? Oh, nobody needs to know.
That was the Northern Intermediate High School was in that area before.
That was North Intermediate.
In the old football field.
But and before it was North, was that the Central High School?
Before thing? My time in the area.
Okay, whatever. I will try and I'm going to avoid giving any definitive history of that building that's no longer there because I don't know. There you go. HomeGuideTulsa.com. And also 2748 East Admiral Boulevard, $104,500, a four-bedroom, two-bath home that is nicer than anything else you'll find for that price.
How much in Bitcoin?
One.
I just wondered.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't track that stuff.
It just popped in my head and then...
And so, blurted out.
Sorry.
Hey, can you mute his mic, please?
I remember that home. I've been inside that home. It is really Isn't it amazing? Well done. They have yep. really... It's just top quality inside. Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, that was a lot better material than Bitcoin.
It's time to talk to Dan Newberry. With TTCU Federal Credit Union.
Don't appreciate me.
Dan, and you might hear from Lily, Stan, or Pamela. Dan,
hey,
that's...
Hey, guys, how's everybody doing?
Let's not ask.
Great.
How are you doing, really? Seriously, we're all doing great. We just had coffee this morning. We have our every other week EXP coffee experts. By the way, our agents are so amazing. The things that they bring to the table that we talk about are like stuff that you get on a national level. Stan didn't show up, though, so he didn't get any credit for that. Okay, Dan.
Sorry, I wasn't there for the national discussion.
So what is our...
I brought Bitcoin to you. That's international. What more do you
we
want?
We talk about yeah. processes around mortgage lending and the new contracts.
Yeah. So you probably all talked about this last week, but, you know, GTAR and the Oklahoma State have both issued brand new real estate contracts this
yes.
year, just a couple of days ago. And we began looking at our processes in relation to the contract. So a few years ago, you know, it came out that they wanted to make sure that the buyer had financing approval and all things were in order within 10 days of the contract. And today, under the new statewide contract, is within 5 days. And if you don't have a lender that is focused on making sure they deliver those items that are listed within those period of times, the buyer could stand the opportunity to lose their earnest money, is the way we understand it. Would you agree with that?
Well, I am not prepared to answer this particular question. It's important to me to answer it that way because your observation of it is something that I like to be very, very precise on. So I'm going to take yeah. your lead on it and then comment on it later.
Yeah, well, that's great. So when we got into the discussion on it, we recognized that in the new contracts, it's entirely possible that our members and the buyers in the community could lose their earnest money if those dates are not met with specificity.
And so that is definitely true. You have right. to meet the dates. Exactly where those fall is sometimes where the gray area becomes. Like what is the beginning time? When was it dated? was there a specific date, or is it based on the last signature, et cetera?
Right, right. And so many times those contracts are signed, but they aren't delivered to the lender for 5 or 10 days, you know, from realtors getting other signatures on them or what have you, that gets in the way of delaying the process of getting to your lender. And we recognize that one of the major changes was they listed the appraisal must be ordered within that period of time. In the past, it's been, you know, you've got to have your financing approval in place within 10 days, and then you've got to have your appraisal come in, you know, and there's some ongoing conversations. This is saying now we want to see those orders done within 5 days. So if your lender doesn't have the contract within the 5 days, you could be in jeopardy of getting your stuff done, right?
And I do want to draw, because this becomes very complex, and to make sure that listeners are hearing the difference, certain inspections, like the lender side of this, what the lender has to provide falls into a different category than the inspection side of it. So the buyer's inspection is still at 10 days by default. But what the lender has to provide in order to meet the buyer's requirements is a different time frame, or can be a different time frame. So, and that's what you're talking about here. So that's where I want to be very clear about how we present it.
Right. So with inspections, you're talking about the work being done on the house. You're looking to see, make sure the plumbing, mechanical, electrical, heat and air systems are all working like they're supposed to. The appraised value, the appraisal tells us what the value of that home is in comparison to the purchase contract. And anytime you purchase one, you have to have an appraisal done on the property, right? So our team started looking at how is it that we as lenders are going to be able to meet this new demand of having it ordered within 5 days in the event that we don't have, you know, we don't have access to the contract within that specified period of time.
And that is where the buyer has an obligation under, and I do not know how many of the, or I do not know exactly which forms changed and which didn't. I personally, and all my agents will shake their head, yes, Daryl says read the contract every single time. You don't even know for sure which version of the contract is being used. If you're an agent working with another agent, you want to verify the version of the contract. You can't just take for granted that it's the new one or the old one, et cetera. But within 5 days of the time reference date, which I spoke of earlier, the buyer has to either make loan application for the described loan, which has four different parts to it, or give notice to the seller that the loan terms are unacceptable. That there's a little bit of a nuance change to that, and that's what you're talking about. You have to have a lender who responds, and they can't drag their feet. That could cost you, as a home buyer, your earnest money, or put you in a little bit of a dangerous situation contractually.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, of course, you know, Daryl, because we do so much, you know, so much work together, but we work very diligently with our pre-approved buyers to make sure that they've already been through all those processes, so that once you have put a contract on a home, you know that the letter you're receiving from TTCU is money in the bank. We've already made sure you qualify, you're approved. As long as you're staying within the parameters that have been prescribed, you're not going to have any challenges with the issue. And then, of course, once we are aware you purchased a home, getting that appraisal ordered becomes paramount now, especially in this new contract.
It's a big difference to have when you're first shopping for a house and you're a home buyer. You're tempted to say, "Oh, okay, I want to just go to an open house and I'll just jump out into the market." Well, choosing the professionals that you're working with, one being your real estate agent, to make sure that you're getting representation, and you have a partnership with someone that you can trust instead of the person you just happened to run into, who didn't have anything else to do, so they thought they would just set an open house. Well, whether or not someone is in demand can tell you a lot about their professional skills, truthfully. So be deliberate about who you're choosing to represent you as a realtor. Likewise, be deliberate about who you're choosing to work with as a lender, because the one who jumps to give you the quickest pre-approval letter may have the most unreliable pre-approval letter. And that's what we're talking about here with TTCU. It may take 48 hours, 72 hours. But when you get it, it's a pre-approval letter, not just a piece of paper where somebody scribbled something out, said, "Yeah, you know, we'll give you all, but subject to you actually having a job." Oh, it's subject, and all these subject to's that make it totally worthless, because it was done just as a sales tool to make you feel like you had a commitment, but it's not worth it.
Well, and my guess is that part of the reason there's been some change in the contract is there's been a lot of those types of approval or those conditional or pre-approval, whatever you want to call those subpar letters out there, causing sellers to put their take their houses off the market, and then not and then the contract fall through. It's they missed the opportunity for the other buyers that may have come by and wanted to look at it. And so by saying we want to have this within 5 days is really trying to limit the seller's exposure in the event you don't have a solid approval letter from a solid lender.
And to get that, I've got to wrap us up here. We're running short on time. At TTCU.com, I want to make sure you get that in, that you can make a loan application today, and it's right. ready, and TTCU specialists will be on that Monday morning.
We're here to help anytime.
TTCU.com, and a telephone number, Dan?
918-749-8828.
Awesome. Hope to see you in studio soon, and we'll talk this week.
Look forward to it. See you later.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Newberry, TTCU Federal Credit Union. And time to wrap up the program. We've got one last open house that you are doing when? Tomorrow?
We're doing one today from 1 to 3. And so you guys can go there right now. It is located in Kensington Ridge. The other day I told Daryl it was Resington Ridge.
Where is it? It misspelled.
It wasn't misspelled. I wasn't wearing my glasses. Oh. And I was like, I was determined to it does exist. Resington Ridge does exist. And then the next day, put on my glasses. I'm sorry. It was Kensington Ridge.
That is funny. I was like, I've never heard of this place. And I take pride in like knowing where these places are.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, Daryl doesn't know his stuff.
I know where Forest Ridge is. Wait a minute. Kensington Ridge. So and Ross is out there today until 4.
Ross is out there till 3, actually. This property is located off of 81st in between Midway and Oak Grove, right next to Forest Ridge, which is
part of their huge stuff.
Yeah. Part of their big, huge master plan, I guess.
Well, and there's more stuff coming because Forest Ridge is now old.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not putting down Forest Ridge.
No,
it's
still
not
nice,
new
though.
Anymore. I remember when it was, all the clubhouse was new. Now they're doing some major work, the stuff that's coming, and we'll talk about that on the program here because you want to know if you're buying.
And so the house right now that I have listed, it's at 26721 East 80th Place South. You'll drive through Kensington Ridge. The house will be just facing right when you drive through. 2698 square feet. That's almost 2700 square feet. Plus a 500 square foot fully insulated with electric detached 2-car garage.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Fully insulated. Detached garage.
Detached garage.
How many garages total?
So it would be like 4-car garage.
Okay. What's the price? This is what's catching attention.
Okay. It's $99 a square foot, and that's only the building.
What's the list price?
$268,000.
That's going to go quick. That detached garage?
Mm-hmm.
I might have somebody for that.
Really?
Yeah. I just had a question. I've got to figure out. Now I've got to go through my notes and find out who that was.
And it's got a cement slab, so if they have a boat, too, even better.
Call me, 918-732-9732. Or you can reach out and talk to Lily.
Hello.
If you don't catch Ross at the open house. I'm Daryl Baskin. You've been listening to The Future of Real Estate. See you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.